This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Trump Organization is on notice. The New York Attorney General's office is conducting a criminal investigation into former President Trump's business empire. Here's our Mike Gracia.
A spokesman for Attorney General Letitia James said in a statement, "We have informed the Trump Organization that our investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature. Investigators for the New York Attorney General have been working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has been conducting a criminal investigation into Trump and the Trump Organization for 2 years. The Attorney General's office did not say what prompted the change in its investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Vaccinated New Yorkers can dump the masks beginning today in most situations. Many businesses are now returning to full occupancy if everybody's vaccinated. Subways are running round the clock again in New York City. Broadway tickets are back on sale. New Yorker Michael Bloom says everybody was ready for this.
Last weekend, you walk around here at night, Friday, Saturday night. It's like VE Day after the war. Everybody was in the streets, you know, it was like a million people.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus hospitalizations and deaths are down, and the number of new infections hasn't been this low since the spring of last year, she says. The House votes today on creating a 9/11-style commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. But Republicans in the Senate are signaling they will try to block the plan or at least slow it down. Former President Trump released a statement last night urging Republicans not to approve what he calls a Democrat trap. As international pressure grows for a ceasefire in the fighting between Israel and Hamas, Israel says it's pursuing a policy of forceful deterrence against Hamas, and it isn't ruling out an escalation. This is AP News. Vehicle recall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
Kia is announcing a new recall for some of its older model sedans and SUVs, which are at risk for engine fires. The recall covers certain Optima sedans from 2013 through 2015 and Sorento SUVs from 2014 to 2015. There have been at least 8 fires involving those vehicles, which were recalled last year because of the potential for brake fluid leaking onto a control computer, causing an electrical short. Not only is Kia recalling hundreds of thousands of Optimas and Sorentos, it's telling owners to park outside of a garage or away from structures because the fires can occur even when the car's not running. Dealers will install a new lower amp fuse, inspect the computers, and replace them if needed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.